All right, this is a special Pacifica National Board teleconference on April 5th, 2009. I'm calling this meeting to order and opening business. Richard Uzel, can you please call the roll?
Yes. Sherry Gendelman? Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Andrea Turner? Andrea Turner. Joe Gonzalez.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Here.
Leslie Radford.
Here.
Rico Ross. Rico Ross. George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Wendy Srell.
Here.
Susan Young.
Here.
Nia Bediako.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Kathy, was it Carolyn Burden?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, Carolyn Burden here. Thank you.
Kathy Davis. Jamie Ross. Jim Brown. A.C. Bird. Lizette King. David Beaton. Sophia Wangaza. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Ricardo DeAnda.
Okay, Lizette King did say that she would be about 15 minutes late. The first thing on the agenda, the next thing on the agenda is to establish a timekeeper.
Grace, did we have quorum? I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, we have one.
I didn't
one,
hear quorum.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
oh.
14.
This is 13,
actually. Pardon me.
I guess I didn't hear those people saying they were there.
Well,
the ones
This is Dave Beaton.
Who is that?
This is Dave Beaton.
Okay.
The ones that I don't have yet are Sherry Gendelman, Andrea Turner, Rico Ross, Kathy Davis, Jamie Ross, Jim Brown, A.C. Bird, Lizette King, and Afia Wangaza.
Okay, let's count up then. We may not have quorum yet.
How many board members do you have? I don't think that's quorum.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
there's 16 members by the count of the machine. If you do pound, pound,
wow.
3, you get a count.
We have quorum. As, 11 is quorum. So we have Bonnie Simmons, Joe Wanzala, Grace Aaron, Sean O'Brien, Leslie Radford, George Ryder, Sandra Rawline, Wendy Schrell, Susan Young, Nia Bediako, Carolyn Burden, and David Beaton. That is 11 people, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, actually. So we exceed quorum at this point. Would anyone like to volunteer to keep the time for this meeting? Hello? Did more people join us?
Yes.
Okay, so we have Jamie.
Yes.
And the second person who just joined?
Ifia.
Ifia. Hi, Ifia. Okay. Would anyone like to keep time for this meeting? anyone be willing to keep be the timekeeper?
I can do it for you, Grace, if you need me to.
Okay, Jamie, please.
Okay.
Next thing is the agenda approval. Has everyone had a chance to look over the agenda?
I have a couple of suggestions for changes, Grace.
Okay. Why don't you start, George?
Okay, well, it's on the time for the Governance Committee report. We have six motions to bring up and only 5 minutes scheduled. I'd like to change that to 15 minutes. Also, in terms of the order, they're written out in the order that they passed the committee, but what I'd like to do is to put C, D, and E first. Those were passed unanimously. I would think there wouldn't be very much discussion or contention about those. I'd like to get them out of the way first, so I'd like to move those up before A, which was the motion to the PMB that Noel Hanrahan be immediately reinstated.
Okay, so we have C, D, E, and then A, B, and F. Is that
right.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any opposition to those two changes? Okay, hearing no opposition, the agenda
This is Nia. Hello?
Okay. Do you have an are you opposed to those changes?
No.
Let's dispose of that first. Hearing no objection to George's changes, they are so moved. Are there any other amendments?
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Right.
Yes, go ahead.
Vis-a-vis number C, George, could you send us that existing ethics document again? Because I don't quite understand the motion, and I need another copy of it.
Well, I'll send it again to the OPMB.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes, Nia is first, and then you're next after that, Sandra. Nia?
Okay. In 6D, options, read WBAI for 10 minutes, I'd like to move that to right after the, let's see. I'm just getting this agenda here, by the way, Richard. I don't know. Bonnie forwarded this to me, but that's another story. I'd like to move it after the ICFO report and make that, let's say, 15 minutes. So that would be the new number 5.
All right. Is there any objection to so doing?
20 minutes. Let's say 20 minutes.
Okay. So that would be
number 5. I was having a little trouble hearing Nia. Could you just repeat it? She was breaking up over here. Could you just quickly repeat exactly what...
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Can you repeat that, Nia?
I would like to move number... I forgot what I said now. It's 4.
Madam Chair, Madam Chair, I have a question / objection to Nia's motion. My question is, whether the matters she wishes to discuss are more appropriate for executive session. Do they involve personnel matters, for instance?
877. Susan, you know that I know better. I would not discuss personnel matters in open session. They do not.
Okay.
Okay, I believe that per Roberts, unfinished business should not come before the committee reports. So I would say that if it were to be moved, number 6D could be moved before 6A, but it wouldn't be not be appropriate to move it out of unfinished business to earlier in the agenda. So I would rule that could be moved right as the first item of unfinished business, but not before committee reports.
Okay. For as long as I've been involved in committees and I've listened to the PNB and I've been on this PNB, the board can do whatever it wants to do. So I think that has been the practice. and it has been done before.
Rico Roth.
Okay.
Hey,
hello,
hey,
Rico.
Knock it off. Knock it off. Go on.
George, or anyone else who may be familiar with the finer points of Robert's Rules, I believe that
I would like to say here that if we don't allow movement of pressing new business like this issue further up in the agenda, we're never going to get to pressing new business. And I think this is certainly time important that we address, that we deal with this in this meeting.
All right.
As far as I know, Grace, you can do what you want with the agenda when you're making it.
Okay. All right. Then, if there are no objections to move,
I object 20 minutes. So, I'd like to make it 12.
Pardon
Come
me,
on,
I didn't
George.
Hear that, George.
I object to making it 20 minutes. I'd rather make it 12.
12. Okay. Now, Ania put forward an agenda change. It was not seconded. Would anyone wish to second?
I second it.
Second.
All right. And then George has made an amendment to limit the time to 12 minutes. Is there a second for that amendment?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection? Let's take up George's amendment first. Is there any objection to George's amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair.
All right. In the interest of saving time, can we please go to a vote on George's amendment to limit this item to 12 minutes rather than 20?
Madam Chair, I actually have a comment about that, in that you haven't taken any debate.
All right. The time on agenda approval is 5 minutes. The time for agenda approval on the agenda is 5 minutes total. I believe we've already exceeded the 5 minutes.
Oh, we have, and I've been keeping time.
Madam
okay,
Chair.
All right, then we have a minute or two for
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes.
I don't think that's a debatable motion on time. You either are for the time or you're against the time. You don't
debate. Point of order. It is a debatable motion, and you can't go to a vote without having discussion on it.
All right. Very good. Let's just have. Go ahead, Bonnie. What is your?
I wanted to say is that I will vote against the amendment. I think that this issue, obviously, over the past week, with all of the various elements that have played into this, is tantamount that we must discuss this tonight. And the notion that, knowing the way that we work, that we're going to be able to get through an issue of this importance in 12 minutes just seems sort of non-productive to me. I will vote to at least have 20 minutes on this motion.
George?
Okay, very good.
Sandra, may I be on the stack?
George, can I see the amendment I made?
This is Leslie, Madam Chair. I'd like to be recognized.
Okay, before we go to any more discussion on this, how are we on time on agenda approval?
Well, I'd like to move we extend this by 3 minutes.
Second.
Well, Grace, this is Jamie, your timekeeper. I believe we're at time, but I don't believe you can set a time for agenda approval.
I don't think you can either.
Grace, this is Sean. Put me on a stack, please. I have another alteration I want to see made to the agenda. Thank you.
Okay, I would like for the body to limit the amount of time that we take for agenda approval. So I would entertain a motion, if someone would like to restrict the time for agenda approval and alteration to a
point of order. Rules. That's a violation of Robert's Rules.
Okay. Can you cite the portion of
Robert's
Rules?
I don't have to. It's a violation of Robert's Rules.
Okay. Well,
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. Am I on the stack?
Okay. I have on the stack. I have Sandra, and I have Leslie, and I think I have Sherry.
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we just take the stack then?
Madam Chair, can I make a
Madam Chair, can I make a friendly amendment to the motion?
When you come up on the stack, you can. Sandra?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'd like to call the question as to George's amendment.
Okay. Is there any objection to calling
excuse
the question?
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I'm looking at Robert's Rules of Order. This is not debatable. You can go look at page 16 in the little gray pages, and this is not a debatable motion. You can't argue over the time. Okay? You either are for the amendment or you're not. You're either for 12 minutes or you're not.
Point of order.
Okay, thank you.
I'm looking at.
No, no one called on you.
Okay, that doesn't matter. Let's have some order here. If something is out of order, it's appropriate for a member to point it out. He is citing the exact Robert's Rules page. Thank you very much, Sean.
My point of order was that you cannot limit the time to discuss the agenda, not that you can't limit the time for an item.
Good point, Sherry.
I thought we were arguing over George's amendment.
Let him speak. That's good. Keep speaking, Sean.
Okay, Sean, your point is well taken. Sandra has called the question. Let's go to a vote on George's amendment to limit this agenda item to 12 minutes.
Okay, the vote. Sherry Gentleman?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner? Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Rico Ross?
I need to know what we're voting on. What the motion, what the discussion will be about.
To limit the discussion of the move to 12 minutes rather than 20 minutes.
I know. The discussion of what, though?
Well, let's see.
WBAI.
Options for WBAI.
Okay,
6D to somewhere.
Okay, that's fine. I understand now. I vote no.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rowland. Sandra Rowland.
Yes.
Can't hear you. Okay. Wendy Terrell.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
I just joined the call. I don't know what I'm voting on, so I have to pass.
Okay. Let me explain. All right. Go ahead. Continue, and then I'll explain it to Kathy.
Jamie Ross.
Pass.
Jim Brown. A.C. Bird.
No.
Lizette King. David Beaton.
Yes.
Afia Wangaza.
Yes.
Kathy Davis pass.
Jim Brown is back.
Okay. Do you know what we're voting for, Jim?
Yes. No. I vote no.
Okay. Kathy Davis?
Nia has suggested that we move item 6D, which is an unfinished business, and the item is options regarding WBAI. And she wanted to have it be for 20 minutes, and George amended it to 12 minutes. And that is the amendment that we're voting on currently, to limit that discussion to 12 minutes and to place, Nia's motion is to place it directly after the ICFO report.
Okay. No. My vote is no.
Okay.
Okay. Jamie Ross, the other pass?
No.
Okay.
That's 7, 4, and 9 against.
Okay. So that motion fails. So it would be 20 minutes on the agenda, and the placement on the agenda would be of options regarding WBAI for 20 minutes would be after the ICFO report, which would be the new number 5. Okay,
Grace,
can we
put Wendy on the stack? I have an amendment.
The okay. New number 5 or 3-3-8?
Number 5.
No, it would be number 5. That's where she wanted to have it, be number 5.
After interim CFO report?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any discussion about this agenda change? Who was that who wanted to be on the stack?
Wendy.
Okay, Wendy. Go ahead.
I think I was on the stack before.
Yeah, Wendy. I think there's somebody ahead of me.
There's several people, actually.
All right. Well, if you're on the stack for the amendment, speak about the amendment. It would not necessarily mean you wish to speak about the item. So I'd be taking a new stack, and we'll start it with Wendy.
We're Sherry, not talking about the amendment anymore. We just passed it.
We just passed it. So yeah. I was on the stack for the agenda.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I have an
very
agenda.
Good. All right,
amendment.
Sherry, then you go first.
We didn't
okay.
pass it. It failed.
Right. That's
right.
What I meant to say.
I wanted to move the item under new business.
Nope, Sherry.
What?
Grace, can I get on the stack when it's convenient?
I think we're on the...
What?
I think we're
point of information.
Oh, we're still on the IS thing. Sorry. Okay, I pass.
Okay, you know, I'm losing my place. I have Wendy who wants to be on the stack, and Sean. Was there anyone else who was on the stack?
Rico.
Okay.
Rico.
So, Wendy.
Grace, this is Jamie with a suggestion.
Yes.
Could you make sure people on the stack now wish to talk about Nia's motion to move this BAI item? Because we're not finished with that yet.
I know. The people on the stack are now going to be discussing Nia's request to have the agenda item, which is entitled Options Regarding WBAI for 20 minutes on the agenda as agenda item, the new agenda item 5, which would come after the interim CFO report.
Grace,
so,
I'm going to take myself off the stack. I want to talk about a different agenda item. Just when we get finished with this, I'd like to be recognized for a different agenda
okay,
item.
Okay, so I have Wendy, and then I have Rico, and was there anyone else who wished to be on the stack for this item, the Nia's item? Okay, Wendy, you want to speak?
No, I don't. I have a separate amendment to the agenda. I don't want to talk about this.
Oh, okay. Rico, did you want to speak to this?
No, I don't want to speak to this either.
Okay, so do we have any further discussion regarding this agenda change? All right. Is there any objection to Nia's suggestion that we put agenda item 6, number D, options regarding WBAI, presented by Nia Bediako for a time of 20 minutes after the ICFO report? Hearing no objections, it is so placed.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I don't actually know what to call this, but I don't believe that anyone is able to stream this meeting.
Pardon me? Anyone is able to what?
The stream is not working.
Okay. John, are you on this call? John Almella?
He was earlier.
Yeah, I'm on the call. Let me look.
Okay, very good. All right, next person for an agenda change is Wendy.
And then Sherry on the stack.
Okay, you will come after.
Sandra?
Okay.
I was on the stack for agenda amendments to the agenda before this other stuff ensued.
All right. So let's. So you're saying you were first. Is that
yes,
correct?
Please.
Okay. So let's give it to Sandra first. Go ahead.
Okay. My amendment to the agenda would be that. Again, there is no notation here for a report from the personnel committee,
and that the Personnel Committee has a consent item that I sent to both you and Richard regarding the Personnel Committee asking for approval to have David Beaton as a member of the Personnel Committee, which was
it's passed under consent.
By...
It's under consent 1D.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed it. Okay, thank you. That's all.
Okay, very good. I believe the next person was Wendy. What was your suggestion?
My amendment is that we need to have a time certain for this meeting to go to executive session. So I move that time certain be 10 o'clock Eastern, this meeting end at 10 o'clock Eastern, so we can go to executive session.
Okay. Does anyone second that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
The stream seems to be working now.
Okay. Thank you, John. Is there any objection to ending this meeting at a time certain of 10 p.m. Eastern time? Hearing none, it is so moved. All right. Next person is Rico.
Madam Chair,
okay. Rico, are you ready? Do you have an agenda correction or suggestion?
I actually, as you know, I'm doing the homeless thing on Sundays. But I just wanted to know where my motions on the agenda.
I believe they are. There was one.
New business.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's one in new business. There may be one in the closed session also.
Thank you.
Yeah. The next person on the stack is Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yeah, and I would like to have, under unfinished business, subsection E struck from this agenda. It's out of order. You can't rescind the expulsion of a member from office or from the body. According to Robert's Rules of Order, page 297 and 298, you can't rescind something when it has been a resignation that has been acted upon or a person has been elected to or expelled from membership or office and that person was present or has been officially notified of the action. The only thing you can do at that point is go back and do whatever the bylaws tell you to do. So this motion is out of order and we shouldn't be taking any time with it during the course of this meeting.
Okay, can I ask you, Sean, as the chair, the issue wasn't we did not expel a member or remove a member from the board. Our decision.
No, we expelled him from membership, and that's exactly.
No, we did not.
Okay. There's a
fine
point here.
He was elected to be. Excuse me, Madam Chair. I'm bringing this. So let me explain something.
Okay.
He was elected to be a member of this board by those people. We expelled him from membership. Look up the word in the dictionary, expelled, and you will see it says depriving a person of membership
point
from
of
a
order.
School or
okay, wait,
an organization.
Please.
Okay? No, please.
Point
let me
of order.
A point of order. Can we please let Sean repeat what he had to say since he was interrupted?
Point of order.
I am reading from Robert's Rules of Order, okay? Page 298, subsection C. Please read it for yourself. We expelled him from the office. We expelled him from the office by not letting him be seated. This is a dilatory motion, okay? And it's put forth to thwart the will of the body, which makes it dilatory. And we have voted on this, folks. So please, everybody, read page 298. Actually, it starts at 297, but subsection C, which applies to this situation, is on 298. And by not seating him, we expelled him from this office that he was duly elected to. Okay.
Point of order, Grace. Point of order, Grace.
Okay, I heard you, Sean. I heard
you.
That's
point
that's,
of order.
I see what you're saying. Now there are several people who are making points of order. I think was it Sandra? Was it you who was making a point of order?
No, Wendy.
Wendy.
Okay, Wendy. Go ahead.
We're still in agenda approval. If Sean wants to bring that up when we get to that item, that would be the time to do it.
I would like to save us time and get this off.
You're not saving us time.
Okay.
Yeah, this, Sean, this is not saving time. Sean, you are not saving time.
Sean, I think that Wendy's a point is well taken. Let's take that up.
I appreciate Wendy's advice. I will bring it up. If we achieve this point, I will bring
okay,
it up.
Okay, okay. Come on.
Very good. Okay, very good. Now, let's see who's next on the stack. I believe that was it for changes.
No, that wasn't it, Grace. It was Sherry.
Okay, Sherry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sure. I would like to combine under new business item A, the rescinding motion with unfinished business, the last item, the election at WPFW, and move that forward. It's a station that is being deprived of its full membership on this board, and I think it's important enough that we move that up on the agenda.
Point of order, Madam Chair, and I have to bring this up at the time it happens. Now you're bringing it back. We shouldn't discuss
that is not a point of order. Would you control him, Grace?
Sean, you're out of order. Please, we can take that up when it's that time on the agenda.
They're bringing it right back up.
Okay, that's very good, Sean. You're out of order right now. I'll recognize you again at that point on the agenda. Now, is there a second to Sherry's motion to move 7A from new business?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Is there any objection to moving 7A to be under 6A, part of 6A in the agenda? Hearing no objection.
Yes, there is an objection. We're objecting to the whole process.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm objecting.
All right. All right, so let's then go to a vote on Sherry's, or let's have some further discussion on Sherry's desire to move number A of new business up to be part of number 6A. Any further discussion about that? Hearing none, let's go to a vote on that.
Okay, Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yep.
Andrea Turner? Joe Wanzala?
Pass.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Again, I don't have the agenda. Can you tell me what the item is, please?
The agenda, I sent it to you this afternoon. I resent it this afternoon. It should be in your stuff.
But I'm not at home.
He's walking around a homeless section.
Okay.
Madam Chair, you want to respond
Rico,
to that?
Rico, just explain it briefly. There's an item in unfinished business that's similar to an item in new business. Sherry is suggesting that the item in new business be moved up slightly on the agenda to be taken up with the similar item in unfinished business.
I understand that, but what is the item?
The item is Sherry would like to rescind the PNB January 30th resolution, which created a vacancy for WPFW representation on the PNB. That was the motion which disqualified Campbell Johnson.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
And it's to be joined with the issue about the entire question of WPFW election. Could you finish the explanation?
Okay, and and that was to be added to agenda item 6A under unfinished business, which was WPFW director election update.
Okay, I'm going to abstain.
Okay. All right, continue the roll call, Richard.
Okay, George Ryder.
No.
Sandra Rawline?
No.
Wendy Trail?
Yes.
Susan Young? Can't hear you, Susan. Nia Bidiaco?
Yes, and there are people emailing me that the stream is not on, Grace. I'm sorry.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Amy Ross?
Abstain.
Jim Brown? Jim Brown? I can't hear you, Jim. AC Bird?
Yes.
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 Brown, yes.
Who said yes?
Jim Brown.
AC.
Okay, AC?
Both of them.
Both, okay. Lisette King?
No.
David Beaton?
No.
Afia Wangaza?
No.
Joseph Wanzala passed, I think.
Yeah, I vote no.
Rico Ross abstained. Okay. 7 yes. 8 no. 3 abstain.
All right, the motion fails. Are there any suggested changes to this agenda or
yes.
additions?
I'm Great. Sorry.
This is Joe.
Could we have that count again, please?
Have what?
783.
I just didn't get that same count, but...
Okay, it was 7 in favor, 8 opposed, 3 abstentions. Okay, any other additions or corrections to this agenda?
Yes, I have. This is Joe.
Okay, Joe.
Just an additional slight change. And maybe if I misunderstood George earlier, then I'll withdraw it. But on the items from the Governance Committee, I'd just like to change item 2B to be ahead of A. So I think he had the order going C, E, you know, C and D first. But I think B should go before A because that's the policy component, sort of putting the cart before the horse. So I just want to, I just want to switch to those two.
Okay. Is there a second to Joe's amendment?
Second.
All right. Is there any opposition to just shifting the order of the agenda item 2 under governance in the committee reports, putting B before A? Hearing no objection, that change is affected.
Grace, a point of order?
Yes.
The listeners are emailing me in New York. And they're saying we're having a secret meeting. According to bylaws...
No, we just restarted the server, and it's streaming.
I just got emails that were they're not. There's no stream.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
We restarted the server. The server crashed.
Okay. John is taking care of it, the meeting. I would entertain a motion... to approve this agenda. Would someone like
so
to?
So moved.
Okay. Okay, very good. Is there any objection to approving this agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Can we go for a vote? Can we take a vote?
Who made the motion to approve it?
Jamie did.
Yes.
Okay,
all right. Let's go for a roll call vote, Richard.
Okay. Sean O'Brien.
Abstain.
Leslie Bradford.
Pass.
I'm sorry, you passed?
Yes, sir.
Rico Ross.
Yes. Yes,
George
did you hear me? Yes.
George Ryder, yes?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Wendy Shrell?
Yes.
Susan Young? Susan Young? I can't hear you, Susan. Nia Vidiaco?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jimmy Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
AC Bird. AC. Can't hear you, AC. Lizette King.
Yes.
David Bidiaco. No, I'm sorry.
No,
David B.
Yes.
Sorry. Afia Wangaza.
Yes.
Sherry Gentleman.
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Jim Brown. Are we voting to approve the agenda or something else?
No, approve the agenda.
Approve the agenda that we just discussed?
Yes.
Okay, then I vote no on that.
Okay. All right. I believe
Leslie, I believe I passed. I'd like to go on record as a no vote.
Okay. Do you want to give the final vote, Richard?
13-3-1.
Okay, so the agenda has been approved as amended. The next thing is approving minutes for the open meeting of March 20th, 2009. There are no back minutes at this time gathered to be approved. Has everyone had the chance to look over those minutes? All right. I would entertain a motion for approval of that set of minutes.
Grace, this is Nia.
Nia.
Point of order. Okay. I'd like to ask Richard Dell, where is he sending my mail? Because if Bonnie sent it says to PNB Pacifica, I did not get it, and I don't have any minutes.
It's not Richard Phelps, it's Richard Uzel. Okay, Richard,
Richard Phelps. I don't know who it is. I said Uzel.
Our secretary's name is Richard Uzel.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. All right, I misunderstood you. Richard, could you possibly resend Nia the minutes that we're approving?
And fix PNB at Pacifica so I can get my mail.
Grace, I think you should call the name for her. I think there's a miscommunication due to the spelling. I think she's saying Phelps and you're saying Uzel.
No, that doesn't matter. We already straightened that out.
All right.
Richard, just send another set of the minutes, okay?
I'll send her another set, and I'd just like to say that I don't send them to people individually. I send them to the whole group.
Okay,
and
we'll have to.
And he is correct about that.
Yeah, we'll have to check into that list. Okay, now, is there any objection? Is there a motion out there to approve these minutes?
I move to approve the minutes.
Okay, can we have a second for that?
Is there a second?
Second, Carolyn.
Okay, very good. Is there any objection to approving this set of minutes?
I can't get them.
Yeah, object.
Approve them.
Okay. Why don't we take a roll call vote on the accepting these minutes? Richard?
Okay. George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rolline.
Yes.
Wendy Schrell.
Yes.
Susan Young. Susan Young? Can't hear you, Susan.
He's probably just on the grapevine or something and has lost contact.
Nia Bidiaco.
No, did not get them.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Okay.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown. Jim Brown. A.C. Byrd.
Oh.
Can't hear you, Jim Brown.
Jim Brown, no.
Lucette King?
Yes.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza?
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman?
Jane.
Bonnie Simmons?
I don't know what the complaint was, so I'll abstain. Thank you.
Andrea Turner, Joe Wanzala,
yes.
Sean O'Brien,
yes.
Leslie Radford,
abstain.
Rico Ross,
yes.
11-3-4.
Okay, very good. Those minutes are approved. Now, the next thing is we have two consent items. One is that Sean Casey O'Brien replaced Leslie Radford on the Elections Committee, as Leslie has resigned. Is there any objection to that, as it is a consent item?
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Yes.
And it has to come off the consent calendar.
Okay. Is there a motion to take this off the consent calendar and
bring
it up?
Point of order, you don't have to take it off the consent item just because there's a question about it. There's only a question if you want to have it discussed. You have to take it off the consent item.
Okay. Is there some discussion about this?
Yes, I can't really vote to consent to it unless I can have my question answered.
Okay, can you tell us your question?
I think you have to take it off the consent calendar in order to discuss it.
Okay, George, do you want to address that again?
I don't really want to, but I don't know any other way to do it.
The point of information, you can answer the point of information. If she wants to discuss it, she's correct. You have to take it off the consent item.
Okay, is there any desire to discuss that? And if there isn't, we can just accept this as the consent item.
Grace, she has a point of she has a point of information. It doesn't have to come off the consent calendar to deal with that.
Okay. So I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Try to make it
George,
easier.
Can you explain it to me?
If what wants is a point of information, that's, you know, a privileged motion. You just deal with it. Wants to have it discussed, then it in fact has to be put back on the agenda.
Okay.
I'm just,
she had a question, so that's a point of information. I'm
trying to make it quicker. I'm trying to say point of information so I can just ask the question without removing it. Can I do that, Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
Usually, in order to replace someone on a committee, we would have an election. Am I to understand that all of the directors from KPFK have discussed this and are in agreement that Sean Casey O'Brien would replace Leslie Radford?
Yes, that's correct.
Next.
Okay, so if there's no objection, Sean Casey O'Brien will replace Leslie Radford on the election committee. Hearing none, that will be the case. Next consent item is personnel committee, and that is to approve David Beeson as a member of that committee. Is there any objection to David Beeson serving on the personnel committee?
Point of information, how many affiliates are on that committee?
One.
None at the moment.
Okay. The great note taker.
Okay. Is there any objection to seating David Beeson on the personnel committee?
Point of information.
Yes, Bonnie?
In that it is a committee formed by the PNB and not one of the standing committees in the bylaws. In past personnel committees, have there been affiliate directors?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Again, is there any objection to seating David Beeson on the personnel committee? Hearing none, David, you are seated on the personnel committee. Next agenda item is acknowledgments. Do we have any acknowledgments this week?
I'd like to make an acknowledgement.
Go ahead, Ifia.
I'd like to recognize Grace Aaron for moving forward with gathering information and beginning a process for definitively addressing issues at WBAI, or at least bringing the information situation to a point where the PNB can, in fact, deal with it.
Thank you, Ifia. Any other acknowledgments?
Yeah, this is David Beeson. I got an acknowledgement.
Go ahead.
I'd like to acknowledge Otis for building that calendar and database on the on our TX website.
Yes,
thank you, Otis.
Definitely.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Any other acknowledgments?
This is Sandra.
Yes.
I would like to acknowledge David Beeson
for assisting on the personnel committee as a fabulous note taker. Thank you, David.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any other acknowledgments?
This is George.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to acknowledge the people who showed up at the, well, not exactly sure what it was called, but it was dealing with sexism and racism workshop here at KPFT. We had, I think, 14 people showed up, about half the programmers. It was an excellent workshop, and thanks to the people who put it on.
It was very good.
Good. Good. All right, any other acknowledgments? Okay. Hearing no other acknowledgments, we'll go on to the next portion of the agenda. And that is the chair report and the interim ED report. And if I could find my chair report, I would begin it. So basically, I thought I had it right in front of me, which I don't. So basically, what's happened is we've continued the planning of the in-person meeting, and I request that all committee chairs start deciding what motions you want to bring to the in-person meeting and how much time you'd like on the in-person meeting agenda. Also, that further logistics be completed so that homestays are arranged for as many people as are willing to agree to homestays, and that accommodations for those who are not willing to or don't feel comfortable in a homestay and would prefer a hotel room, that information be sent to myself or to the coordinating committee. Wendy is heading up the coordinating committee. And any other suggestions for the in-person meeting? And that's about it. The next thing is the report to the Pacifica National Board from me as the interim executive director. And basically, I'll just read it very briefly. The last few weeks have been hectic, among other things. I wrote a statement to be presented at the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, and that is linked on the Pacifica.org website. Also, as the PNB as a whole and the National Finance Committee, is there something going on? Can someone mute their phone? There's a lot of interference on the line. Anyway, the PNB as a whole and the National Finance Committee, as well as the interim ED and interim CFO, are extremely concerned about the fiscal and legal health of WBAI. So we've planned a trip to New York with a team of five, including myself and LaVarn Williams, our interim CFO, to do our best to assess the current situation there, to see what can be done to remedy it and to help out. And that's with the help of the national office and several other stations. We wish to do our best to lend support to that station. And a statement about that visit is linked also at the Pacific.org website. Besides that, I've worked with our interim general counsel on strategies and plans regarding several legal matters. I've been working actively to engage an interim human relations consultant, and that should be accomplished within 1 to 3 weeks. LaVarn Williams and I have both been working together and independently on fundraising efforts. I've begun serious study and work for the upcoming Pacifica elections and would like this board to seriously consider the election policies I put forward. Rapid efforts need to be made to ensure that the LSC elections are fair, open, and engage our broad listenership as much as possible. This election year can be used to help build membership, participation, and to bring new energy into our stations and our boards. I realize that the election policy I've put on the agenda is probably too lengthy for consideration this evening. I'd like to suggest that someone propose a motion to send it to the election committee, but that it should be reviewed and amended quickly so that it can come up for lengthy consideration at the in-person meeting. Would anyone care to make such a motion?
Move to refer to the election committee for consideration and to get back to us by the in-person meeting.
Good. Okay. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, that is so moved. The next thing is, in the remainder of my time, I would like to, or in some of the time, I would like to ask Ifeo Wangaza to give us a brief report about the NFCB conference, which she just attended.
The NFCB conference was, as compared, and this is my second one, so I have only last year with which to compare it. It was better attended. There were over 400 registrants. The quality of the presenters and the kinds of presentation were exceptional, broad-based, from how to set up a station and the status of low-power FM stations, anticipated windows for low power and full power, changes in the laws and decisions, court decisions that have been reached and that are still awaited, to most importantly, for our purposes, fundraising and membership expansion and retention. Kim Klein was the primary expert on the question of fundraising and membership expansion and retention, and presented it for those of you who've not heard her or read her book, presented it in a easily understood, easily applied, interesting, and inspiring way. And I would urge that we consider having her as our board trainer if we're going to do a board training at the upcoming in-person meeting. Particularly on the question of the role of the board in its stewardship duties and responsibilities, and the dealing with the present economic crisis generally, and more specifically with Pacifica, and how we as a board might more effectively address that issue. There were a number of new affiliates that were signed up at the NFCB, and we look forward to their greater participation. The affiliates met. We had over 40 stations represented, 40 affiliates represented at the meeting. There was extensive discussion ranging from the kinds of activities and exchanges that the affiliates would like to see occurring with Pacifica and among themselves, using more of Pacifica's programming and Pacifica using more of affiliates' programs. The Brian DeShazer from the archives gave an excellent presentation on the campus campaign, and there was broad commitment from affiliates who had not participated in this past year's effort to do so in the coming year. Brian seemed to be quite pleased with the response that he received from the affiliate, the growth of the affiliate response in the previous campaign, this year's campaign. Ursula, the program coordinator, also made a presentation